Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, 1855. Tragedy haunted the footsteps of Joseph Scriven with dogged persistence. Following his graduation from the University of Dublin, Ireland, with a bachelor's degree in 1842, his 23rd year, he fled his native Irish shores after the tragic drowning of his fiancée on the evening prior to their scheduled marriage. But he found little solace in flight, although he put thousands of miles between himself and the familiar sights and smells of Dublin. Eventually, he arrived at Port Hope on the northern shore of Lake Ontario in the Canadian province from which the lake takes its name. But even there, happiness was to be denied him. 10 miles north of the lakeshore town was a small settlement named Bewdley on the shores of beautiful Rice Lake. Several miles beyond was the Pengelly Estate, where Scriven lived for many years as private tutor for the children of the family. Some years later, he began dividing his time between the Pengelly home and that of Mr. James Sackville of Bewdley. It was in the guest room in the Sackville home that he was inspired to write the poem with which his name is forever linked. Late one night in 1855, weighted down with loneliness and overcome with despondency and sadness, he poured out his heart to God, begging for relief from his burden and promising to serve him faithfully if only his prayer were answered. God heard and answered, and Joseph Scriven felt the burden miraculously lifted from his heart. In his newfound joy, he hurriedly dashed off a very simple poem of several stanzas in which he described his struggle and victory. The poem, entitled Pray Without Ceasing, began with these lines: What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Falling in love for the second time, he became engaged to Miss Eliza Catherine Roche, only daughter of Lieutenant Andrew Roche of the Royal Navy. However, she contracted tuberculosis and died in 1860 before their wedding could take place. Following two such tragic blows, he gave himself more diligently to religious and philanthropic work, becoming associated with the Plymouth Brethren Group and serving them as a lay preacher for many years. In addition, he preached for a while in the Baileyborough Baptist Church nearby. But he endeared himself to the people in and around Bewdley because of his Christ-like life and his habit of giving away all his private income to the poor, whom he considered in more urgent need than himself. In later years, he was described as, quote, a man of short stature with iron gray hair, close-cropped beard, and light blue eyes that sparkled when he talked, unquote. Someone else said he had the face of an angel, while another who knew him well spoke of his habit of, quote, preaching to everyone about the love of Jesus, unquote, as well as the peculiarities that marked his declining years. When his body was worn with toil and his mind wearied with disappointment, Mr. Sackville took him into his home once more, and it was there in 1886 that Mr. Scriven spent the last days of his life. In the same house in which he had written his poem 31 years earlier, his host discovered it in the poet's scrapbook during the author's last and fatal illness. Scriven explained, "The Lord and I did it between us." Sackville made a copy for himself and another to send to a religious journal where it was published for the first time. Shortly thereafter, Scriven died. In his delirium, he staggered from his bedroom and stumbled, exhausted, into a little creek about 100 yards from the house, drowning in less than 6 inches of water. His friends said he died on his knees in the attitude of prayer. Although 3 monuments were erected to his memory in and around Bewdley in 1919, the 100th anniversary of his birth, his poem, set to music by C.C. Converse, had long since been enshrined in the hearts of Christians the world over, and has found a permanent place in the hymnody of the Church Universal.
in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in
and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. Find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness, so take it to the Lord in despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Jesus, take it to the Lord in prayer.
This has been Rex Bridges reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.